Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Exclusive.
Oh, hello and welcome back to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, where we are giving you an episode a day, every day until opening day. We've been going strong for a while now. If you've been enjoying, subscribe to the channel. Please and thank you. It's going to be a great season, and we're going to have a lot going on. Oswald Peraza's middle name is Dair. So that's his middle name. He's from Venezuela, one of the many Venezuelan Yankees, signed with the Yankees as an international free agent in 2016, made his MLB debut in 2022. It was a cool, big day. Because at that moment, we as Yankee fans thought, yes, we needed a shortstop. And they finally called him up. And he's going to get playing time and he's going to get run. And here he comes. And then he never played and he still hasn't gotten run. And it's been a year and a half. And here we are trying to figure out what his role is going to be this year, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Got some run in game two of the ALCS against Houston. This feels like the year we find out. Is Peraza still a prospect? He's 23 turning 24. That's the 1990s version of 90 and 25 into 26. Peraza, he played some third base. We've seen him move around. He's got speed. Although, I'd like to see it a little better at the major league level. You like to see everything a little better at the major league level. Although we did see him flash the leather a bit. It feels like if there's a box he's checked off at the bigs, you know, his plays over at third base were even flashy. Sometimes it wasn't pretty, but it was just like, oh, yeah, that guy's super talented. Interested to see where he goes. You know, I follow his Instagram closely. A lot of heavy lifting this offseason, a body transformation.
Why?
I've got the power. Volpe's got it. So I don't know. This is a big year. I think it's going to be when the injury bug does strike the infield. In theory, they should pass it to Peraza because we've done the whole chain of events. Rizzo gets hurt. DJ goes to first. Peraza at third. Boom. Volpe, Peraza. Second base, you do something with DJ and Peraza. So I don't know. It would be nice to see him play for 6 weeks straight. Let's find out, you know, show us a little bit of the sauce. And then do you start dreaming of him as a second base replacement for Glaber, as a third base asset, or just a utility infielder if Glaber moves on? Or, I don't know, if that were to happen before a trade deadline.
Yeah, I think
could
that's
be a juicy piece for a team.
That's the positive hopes and upside in some way. In another way, I think that means like Volpe's not working out or there's a major injury. Like in a way, you could say best laid plans, we don't see this kid in a major role.
Yeah, that's health. Because They're never going to bench or send down Volpe.
Yeah, well, then we're not going to see. Then everyone should be saying, I hope we don't see Peraza.
Right. It's injury related.
Also, they don't like him, so that's tough for me. I think he's good. I want to see him play. I don't think the Yankees are interested in what I'm interested here. So I don't know. It seems like this kid is doomed to be Andujar, Clint Frazier, and I don't know if he warrants that. I'd like to see him get more of a shot and deserve it, but I think he's going to start the season in AAA, or the Yankees prefer that, and it makes sense not to have him on the bench. And then be the first one up. But yeah, they gave him run at the end of last season. Once the season went to shit from August 22nd to October 1st, he was basically a starter. The numbers are horrendous. And that's not like, that's very limited. And it's like, you know, end of the year and vibes were whatever, but like that's his shot to go grab it and run with it. And he didn't. So they might say, well, we're right. But I don't know. I'm interested. I don't think he'll ever get a shot with the Yankees, barring terrible injury.
Yeah, I don't know about terrible injury. I mean, the injury bug is going to happen this year.
Well, I mean, like, out for the season, and then he plays.
Right, and we would never...
So that's got to be a bad injury.
We would never
anticipate. If it's a one-month, like, thing, they're not going to give him everyday run. They haven't. They would platoon him with someone else for a little bit, and that's a terrible way. That's what they did with him earlier in the year, and there's no, like, winning there when you're not just getting it 10 games straight. Here you go. So I'm saying the only way I think they do that is right. Terrible injury. So I even think even, like, the... normal shit you get in a season won't help him out.
Yeah, I think that's, I guess, circle that as the first thing we find out for this year. Because that could very much be a previous year thing as well. And yeah, I mean, this is the pivot point. I think he is a great insurance policy. Like, we did a lot on Talking Yanks last year. Let's say, if something happens to Volpe, I mean, it's kind of plug and play. Like, bottom of the lineup, right-handed, play good defense, do something at the plate. Like, that's, you know, for a lot of shortstops, you don't have that kind of insurance policy. So I think that's what he is this year. I think he's an insurance policy for the big leagues, and if everyone stays healthy, knock on wood, then you'd hope he's ripping up AAA, which he did put up pretty good numbers last year, and then... you know, a 24-year-old shortstop with some options and, I don't know, shown flashes, teams will take shots on that guy. So, yeah, I think it's either we know by August if the Yankees have him as any part of a future Yankee, or he's probably out of town.
I agree with that. And I wonder who else they have at, I don't know about the out of town, but I think we'll know if they just, he's just depth and going to be like the forever call up for Volpe for like bit injuries and shortstop depth. Cause who else do they have? Cabrera, but they kind of don't look at him the same. Cause Peraza is a real good glove at short. Like, they have other people in the system that are younger that maybe like he could just bridge a gap to those kids, bump him to be a trade. So it could, like, that would suck for him, but the Yankees have done this to guys before. Of, like, just that quadruple A guy until, who's their guy now? Lombard turns 20, and then he 21, and he's in double A.
Lombard Hive.
The only other, like, infield prospect to, like, maybe at the end of the year is a major league option is Bibas, Jorbit.
I'm going to see Jorbit.
I don't think we're going to, I don't think this year, unless injuries get crazier, it's at very end of the year. So I don't know. Maybe. By the end of the year, we'll see if they consider Peraza a second base for 2025 option.
Yeah, there's still a world where everyone's Vivas pretty sure this is Glaber's last season. That there could be a whiteboard with Peraza's name on it. The current signs don't seem super likely, but, you know, in limited run at the major league level, which can be tough, he hasn't turned heads or change the outlook.
Well, it's better for him because the situation you lay out, if he's going to play second base, that means Volpe has to have a very successful season. And, like, they're, like, you know, higher up on Volpe's batting at short. Because if Volpe repeats, they're not going to do both of them up the middle next year, in my opinion. So, like, what's better for his future, Volpe struggles or Volpe is great? Because I think if Volpe's great offensively and they're like, great, that's our shortstop. We're totally free now. Peraza, we don't even need you getting reps there.
Right.
You're going to second base. That would happen. But if Volpe struggles offensively, I don't think they're going to go Peraza Volpe next year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, they treat Volpe like that anyways, and he struggled. So
yeah.
I think they...
Not according to the Tigers radio broadcast.
Ha!
He opened up the game with Volpe. He had a phenomenal year offensively and defensively last year.
Look at that.
So that guy.
Sounds like the Yankees. So yeah,
probably reading the notes from the Yankees.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's anything there or if Volpe were to get hurt for a month or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. Again, in a world where if you're going to extend or re-sign Soto and that's a lot of money, like the Yankees can't pay every position. So if Peraza becomes an asset, like, I do think we will see in the Yankees front office, and we interview Boone, and you can tell when the Yankees are in on something, like they almost don't have a poker face at all. If he shows a little bit or there's something, you will see a change in the Yankees organization.
Yeah, it is like but remember like an Andujar would get called up, they'd start him every single day. Like, they didn't even do that with him. So that's at least what I'd like. Like, if there is that, to give him everyday run. But, like, part of me thinks if Peraza goes down for a month, him and Oswald split shortstop. And then neither of them get enough at-bats to, like, get going.
For us to really learn anything about either of them.
And to really learn about them.
It's a bit of a Yankee problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested. Again, I think things could change this year. Like, if that happened, I don't know. I could see Boone giving us either answer. Like, I could see him saying, like, hey, we're going to run Peraza out there for a month.
And just to, like, clear up, I'm sour on how the Yankees have used Peraza.
Yes.
I fully believe that if he was the starting shortstop for 150 games last year, he has a gold glove to his name right now. And probably the same offensive line that Volpe gave us. Maybe not 20 homers, but, you know, something
of a very similar profile.
Very similar profile, you know. And if Wander's out and there's no one else competing for a gold glove besides Bobby Witt, who should have won it, then Peraza would have it. So, like, that's where I like Peraza. I actually liked his bat and his swing for a contact, like, singles hitter when he had a good last 10 games in 2022 or whatever the hell it was. Like, I wanted to see more of that. So I'm still rooting to see more of him. I just kind of, like, sour that I don't think we will, barring something bad happening.
And that we will see. It's funny, doing him and Volpe's baseball reference projection side by side. Again, and it's a computer just making this up as they go. 301 plate appearances for Peraza. They would have him being a .242 batting average, .319 on base, .698 OPS. Those numbers, these are projections by a computer.
But
similar to Volpe's.
Yeah, are Volpe's projections the same?
.229, .305, .715 OPS for Volpe.
So they have more pop. I'd rather, from the position, those two lines, I'd rather the on-base guy.
It's not a huge OPS gap there.
Like, no, it's not like 12 points.
Yeah.
I'd rather the on-base than the slug from, if that's like all you're doing.
This is somebody that's going to bat eighth or ninth and play up the middle.
Interesting. That's a weird line they have for Peraza. How do you even come up with that, computer?
Send him a message.
Huh?
How'd you guys get this?
Like, why do they have... Yeah. That slash line's better than, like, Volpe's year last year. Weird.
Much better.
Pinch runner, Peraza? You in on that end of the year?
I mean, I was getting excited for it to start the year because there's not a lot of speed on the Yankees, but it seems like they're going to put him at AAA, which would probably be the right move. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Again, when you're not getting on base a ton, I feel like I haven't seen him show what should be his true speed at the major league level. But, again, there hasn't been ample opportunity.
And that's what we need, opportunity.
Everyone's looking for.
That's what life's all about. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Let us know what you think.
Speaking of opportunities, you can go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. They're giving you back a bonus bet up to $1,000 in the amount of your original bet if it doesn't hit. Minimum deposit of $5. Sign up using promo code Yanks. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code Yanks and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code Yanks only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. What's his over-under, Jim?
Let's see what we got on here. Nothing. So for Peraza, let's do games. Games, not game started, just games.
Okay.
Which isn't fun.
Not a ton of fun.
I'll set the line for you at 50.5.
I mean, he played 52 last year.
A lot of injuries. Weird bad squad last year.
Weird bad squad. Gleyber, Volpe, and DJ played a lot. IKF played 113 games. Where are those coming from?
Center field and left field.
A lot of outfield.
Peraza played 52 last year himself. I would assume over.
Okay.
Where are you taking?
The over. Injuries happen. Okay, what about this? Starts at shortstop. He had 6 last year.
It's injury only. They will roll Volpe out the whole season.
I'm setting the line at 7.5.
I don't think there's 7 Volpe non starts on the table.
It would have to be assuming injury to Anthony, and I don't want to do that.
Okay. So you think someone else will start the non Anthony games?
What's the question?
If you have
They're going to start Volpe every day.
Yeah, but he doesn't play every single game.
Pretty close.
I mean, last year there was... I know IKF started at short time or two. Cabrera started short a time or two. And Peraza started 6. So if I set the line at whatever it did, 7, you right. think that Cabrera would start at short? Or like there's still someone else. Volpe's not getting all of those.
Yeah, I mean, a baseball season gets long quick. That is, Waldo will see action at shortstop this year, probably.
So 12 non-Volpe starts last year. I guess that's going to be the same around there. That's playing the whole season.
You'd like to think, or they're going to turn
into
that.
Almost all of those games, too.
Because they don't have IKF around or anyone like that.
Wouldn't be surprised if they turn that knob even up more. Like, that's kind of what last year was for Volpe, was getting his legs under him. So without injury, no.
Okay. I got higher than 7 for Peraza. I think they're going to just throw him about. Halt. Bummed out about it. See ya.
Peraza. Dare? Dyer?
Dyer would be my guess.
It's a good name.
Looks like it might sound pretty.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.